Okay, we're doing the Avat Chesed, and we're up to a footnote. V'atik v'kam tzama shekatav ba'al ha-shlah. Let me copy over here. The Chafetz Chaim says, what the Shlah HaKadosh, Shlah is an acronym for Shnei Luchot HaBrit, what he writes in his book, Yesh Nochalim, in one of the footnotes there he writes, Bati lazhirchem banai al ma'aseh tzedakah shalom lachem b'chayechon. I've come to warn you, my kids, about charity, and may you have peace in your lives. V'gam tiru shetiyeh ken gam achrichen shetitmalei yimechem batov u'shnotechem minimim. And you'll see that afterwards you'll have a good life, you'll have pleasant years. Shemamon tzitiyotchem tamod la'ad. The money you give in charity will stand by you forever. Dehainu, shetitnadvu sach ma b'inyan shakeren yekayam na'ad dafka. Here's one piece of advice, he says. Give a principle that should remain forever. The principle should remain. And give your will that principle should be divided into three. Make sure with your money to try and accomplish that the three pillars that the world stands on, those three will be funded by the profits from the whatever fund you set up. What are the three pillars? We know. Torah, avodah, u'gmilut chasadim. Dehainu, as follows. Shnei chalakim ma'amot yalu revach. Make sure you invest in a way that two portions of the money will make a profit. And you have to make sure that it should be permissible completely. It shouldn't be a mitzvah that's accomplished through a sin. Bishum chashash ribi, don't enter a deal where you have to suspect you're making money off of taking interest that's prohibited. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu soneh gazel ba'olam. God hates when you bring a sacrifice that has something, some thievery in it. Woe to them who aren't careful in this prohibition. He goes at length over there discussing that. What you really should do with your money is buy a store or buy a house. And then you should have a steady income from that store or house. He says, I don't want you to use the heter iska. It's not a good idea. Heter iska, should we discuss that? Remind me next class. Half the profit you fund learning Torah. Help those that are poor in learning Torah for the sake of heaven. And that way you've accomplished, you've helped the poor, and you helped learning Torah. And we'll pick up, Mizrat Hashem, we'll pick up here.